OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Wednesday, September 25th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Mind the gap. That is the cybersecurity workforce gap. And it's growing, according to industry professionals. We'll tell you why and how companies are trying to fill it. And then, Meta is expected to unveil a new version of its tech-enabled glasses today. We'll explain why analysts say the Meta Smart Ray-Bans have become a hit. But first, cybersecurity is top of mind for many company leaders. But as businesses introduce new artificial intelligence tools, leaders in the field say they are struggling to find cybersecurity professionals with the right level of AI experience. Here to tell us more is WSJ Pro cybersecurity reporter Catherine Stupp. Catherine, how big is the need for cybersecurity professionals right now?
So the workforce gap is what it's called in people working in cybersecurity refer to. It grows every year, and right now it's about 4.8 million professionals around the world. This is according to what people in cybersecurity say are the number of professionals needed to actually properly secure the organizations and companies that they work in. So that does sound pretty alarming. They're basically saying we don't have the adequate number of staff. It doesn't mean, just to be clear, that there are 4.8 million unfilled jobs in cybersecurity out there right now. It means that lots of people in cybersecurity say that there is a need to hire more people, even at their own companies. So there's a gap of people basically in the profession.
I guess within that, where are some of the skills gaps that these professionals are seeing?
This year, according to a survey that was just done from a few months ago, the top skill that cybersecurity professionals say that they need is in applying artificial intelligence and machine learning expertise to cybersecurity. And after that, the second most needed skill is in cloud computing security.
You're reporting that many AI security professionals are self-taught. Why does that matter when we're talking about filling jobs?
It basically means that there aren't standardized qualifications that are listed in job ads, and there aren't specific professional certifications that companies are asking job candidates for at this stage. So a lot of cybersecurity jobs do ask for those cybersecurity certifications to demonstrate somebody knows a different type of niche area, and AI security is more of an outlier in that.
I'm curious if this mismatch of supply and demand for professionals with these AI skills and maybe a lack of supply of them, how that's playing out in something like job postings.
For several years, a lot of people working in cybersecurity have complained that job postings in cybersecurity generally are often really unrealistic and list off tons of qualifications needed for an entry-level job. And some of the people working in corporate cybersecurity that I've talked to said this is now definitely happening with these AI-specific cybersecurity roles. It's still a fairly new field, but a lot of companies are posting job listings that just ask for really unrealistic kinds of skills.
So how are companies going about addressing this gap?
Companies, especially bigger companies, are now really commonly offering employees in-house training on AI cybersecurity. There's apparently really high demand from what a lot of people I've spoken to have told me among employees to receive some kind of training on AI systems. It's a kind of a hot area that a lot of people want to work in or at least know more about. And sometimes that cybersecurity component of AI is folded into a broader in-house training program that touches on a lot of different areas of AI.
That was our reporter, Catherine Stupp. Coming up, Facebook parent Meta has touted its virtual reality headset as the way to experience the metaverse. But it turns out customers may want something a lot simpler when it comes to eyewear. We'll tell you about it after the break.
Thank you. It's taken a few months, but I think I've almost chosen our next car. I've weighed up new versus secondhand, assessed the depreciation rates, and spoken to 8 insurance providers. I'll be ready to enter phase 2 of selection over the next few weeks.
You might be a driving enthusiast, but we're not all admin enthusiasts. Pivotal is the all-inclusive premium car subscription service that simplifies your life. With insurance, maintenance, and the possibility of switching to a fresh vehicle every 6 months, experience the flexible alternative to car ownership at drivepivotal.com.
When Meta launched its first generation of smart Ray-Ban glasses in 2021, it received a tepid response from the market. Meta sold about 300,000 pairs of the glasses in 18 months, and 2 years later, less than 10% of purchases were still being actively used. Flash forward to the second generation, and things have changed. Meta's smart Ray-Bans, which can take pictures, record video, and have some AI features, are a hit. The company has shipped more than 700,000 pairs, according to data provider IDC. So what's changed, and what does it mean for the latest smart glasses Meta is expected to unveil today at its annual developer conference? Here to tell us is our reporter, Megan Bobrowski. So Megan, what do we know about the next generation of Meta's smart glasses?
So Meta has been very hush-hush about what they're announcing, but the market expects them to unveil new glasses. We don't know what capabilities those glasses will have, but everyone's watching to see what Meta will unveil, especially because Snap last week unveiled its newest version of AR glasses. So these are slightly different than smart glasses. AR glasses have a display where instead of just being able to record things, they're actually projecting images out. They're overlaying images over real things that you're seeing.
So that's augmented reality glasses. How does the success of Meta's smart glasses compare to what other tech companies have experienced with similar products?
Yes. So Meta's glasses have been the most successful so far. They're the market leader, still have sold less than 1 million of these glasses to date, but leading the market. Amazon has a pair of smart glasses called Echo Frames. Snap has a pair of spectacles, is what they're called. Google Glass is probably the most memorable one outside of Meta's. They didn't really catch on. There were some privacy concerns about people being able to record others in public without them knowing, and the glasses didn't take off. And now Meta's are. Some people have said maybe it's the right moment. One of the bases among which they become popular is with creators. So people who are recording content and uploading it to Meta's social media platforms like Instagram, for instance.
Tell us a little bit more about that. What have creators said to you about how they feel using these kinds of glasses?
Yeah, so I spoke to a creator who lives in Stockholm, Sweden, and he said that he had wanted to make these sorts of videos. You go up to people on the street and you ask them questions and you record their responses. And so he wanted to do this. And so he needed someone to go with him to record these videos. And he asked his brother. His brother said he was too busy. Then these glasses come out. And so he's able now to wear the glasses and just click a button that says record. And then is able to record these interviews with people on the street without having to involve another person. Some creators think it helps them create the content that they need. And it also gives you the perspective of you're seeing what I would be seeing. So it also unlocks avenues to make new types of content. It's something that the creator I spoke to said he liked as well.
And based on the analysts that you spoke to, why have Meta's glasses been an unexpected success?
One said that Meta really focused on who they were targeting these glasses for this time around, so creators, and really made sure to get the glasses in front of creators and allow them to test them out and see how they potentially could be useful for their jobs. Another just seemed to think that the product was good and that might be enough to propel them forward. Another thing to keep in mind here is, and this could obviously change, but as of now, there doesn't seem to be the same privacy concerns that happened with Google Glass. And from the people I've talked to, they said maybe things that were once controversial are not controversial anymore. Another person I spoke to said it could be that these glasses are popular with Gen Z, and Gen Z is used to being filmed or has grown up in this environment where people are filmed all the time.
Do you know how the sales of Meta's smart glasses compare with its Quest 3 mixed reality headset? Because Meta made a big bet on the metaverse, which relies on those headsets.
We do not have current sales data for the newest glasses, but what we do have is shipment data. And the Quest 3 virtual reality headsets, Meta is still shipping more of those than they are of the glasses. So we're not quite at a point yet where we can say that the glasses have been more popular than the virtual reality headsets. But with the trajectory that you're seeing, some analysts think that the smart glasses will surpass the virtual reality headsets.
And what do we know about Meta's partnership with EssilorLuxottica, the maker of Ray-Bans?
So Meta, years ago, partnered with this eyewear giant that's an Italian company. They own lots of brands. So they own Ray-Ban, they own Oakley, even beyond glasses, they own Supreme. EssilorLuxottica recently came out and said that they're expanding their partnership with Meta. So they've been happy with how the sales are going and are committing to building many more smart glasses and many more glasses with Meta. In July, we had a story about how Meta was exploring buying a 5% stake in this eyewear company. That happened. Google and some other companies were also interested in partnerships with the eyewear maker. And so you've just sort of seen this gravitation towards glasses.
All right, that was our reporter, Megan Bobrowski. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang and Trina Menino with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. oracle.com/wallstreet.